Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Service. We're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting the community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Sorry, can you say what organization you are with again?
Yes, I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Sorry, I thought you said you were with an organization.
Wisconsin Opinion Survey.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Thank you. Okay. And I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Democrat. I wouldn't say Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you race? Why African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino?
White.
Thank you. Okay. And in thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
There's no neutral option?
No, it's just...
very satisfied, okay. Satisfied.
Thank
Actually, dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. I can go back and do it, okay. Now, I'm gonna read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to read on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10.
Social Security and, sorry, say that other thing, and Medicare?
And Medicare, yes. Yes, ma'am.
7.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
Can I use the same numbers over?
You can use any number you like, yeah. This is a different one.
9.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
I disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
How about somewhat approve then?
Oh, somewhat approve. Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
65.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
70.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Move right along here. And now I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focusing on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is someone important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults, 0 to 10.
4.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use, 0 to 10.
Did you say underage use?
Underage, yes, underage tobacco use. Preventing, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market, 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. And now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older? Do you support or oppose the ban?
Yes.
You support or oppose?
Actually oppose.
Somewhat or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes and they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and older? Do you support or oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
Is there in between, like somewhat benefit?
Yes, it's in between. Once you tell me benefit or somewhat benefit, somewhat more benefit?
Yes.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
More important issues.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The other one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you feel is more?
Harm reduction.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. This is the first one. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Little concerned.
Thank you. Somewhat concerned?
What's the one below somewhat?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned.
Thank you.
How many more questions are there?
We're already halfway there. We are 68, more than halfway there. We are 70% almost. Only a few more questions, okay? Please hang in there. We'll go as quickly as I can. When you know the answer, just shoot it out there and we go faster.
Okay.
Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition does not prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crime. These types of drugs trace as linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. 0 to 10. Do you agree with that, Tim?
6.
What number?
6.
6. Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policy to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs when some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, but we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a service, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, if it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone on the age of 21, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. And do you consider, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
Somewhat more
benefit or somewhat more harm?
Some more harm.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or would have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I would be somewhat opposed.
Thank you. You mean somewhat less willing? Is willing
somewhat,
or not?
Yes, to oppose to
thank you.
Vote for them.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee, yes or no?
Yes.
Wine, yes or no?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Soda, yes or no?
No.
Beer, yes or no?
Yes.
Cigars, yes or no?
No.
E-cigarettes, e-vapor products,
no.
Yes or no? Heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Yes, you said?
No.
Oh, smokers, tobacco such as beef or chew, yes
no.
or no? Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thank you so much. You are 90%. We almost done. Thanks a lot. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Wow, cool. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced. Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age,
no.
or younger living in your household? No. Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low
lower
income?
Lower middle class.
And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Yes or no?
Say that again?
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Oh, union. No.
No, does not apply. Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus
no.
community? Yes or no? Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care. Go for your master.
Yep,
take care. Thanks a lot.